last week on Discount Heroes. All right, I'll take three.
What?
This is the card of the fool.
I can't find most of my stuff, and I'm naked, which I don't like.
The card of the fates. The fabric of reality unravels and spins anew.
Dimrock draws two cards.
Oh my god!
The darkness swirls around and eventually congeals into the form of a ghostly humanoid skeleton.
Fight me alone, or face the consequences.
I huck him my axe.
The mist recongeals into two avatars of death.
The ram comes charging forth from my belly ring.
And death is vanquished.
Thank you so much! That was so scary!
Don't draw any more cards.
I'll take one.
The card of the star.
Wait, guys, can I get one?
It's a really nice day out, guys, isn't it?
He became an upright citizen!
I'm gonna draw a card.
50,000 gold pieces and gemstones appears at your feet. What's up? I'm with Braddock.
Well, congratulations. You, my friend, are new Doug.
Guys, what are we going to do about Doug? Is he stuck like this forever?
It makes your body rubbery and bouncy, making you immune to fall damage.
That's how we train.
That's how we spend our 2 weeks of training. Just jumping off roofs.
Welcome to Discount Heroes.
What's up, everybody?
Holla.
Yo.
What's up?
I'm gonna need more energy from the group, please.
Okay, try again.
What's up, everybody?
Hey! Woo! This is fake!
Wow.
This is
your energy is infectious. It has raised my mood, even. Excellent job, everybody.
I wasn't screaming.
It was a kazoo? Was that a kazoo?
Was that? Oh.
It was a kazoo.
I'm glad it got cut out, but unfortunately we will have to hear it on the recording.
I don't know. Jared, we did lose your golem.
Yeah, it happens. I'll just do it again today.
It was awful listening to the one section I could hear.
It was
what,
bad.
In the beginning?
Just the saliva noises I could hear.
Well, it was so quiet.
McFalls would have not been happy. Beep, beep, McFalls would have not been happy.
It was so quiet that the sound had to boost it so much that it was like we were inside your mouth, Jared.
Like you were gargling a microphone.
That is unpleasant. Just an unpleasant sentence that you just said.
Anyway, so everyone's doing well?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, let's introduce ourselves. Welcome to Discount Heroes, where questionable results are always guaranteed. We're a chaotic, character, and story-driven real-play podcast for a group of five buddies who've known each other for 16-plus years. We've played countless hours of questionable D&D, and now we want to share with you the game we love so much. My name is Brent, I'm the DM. We got four players here. Why don't you introduce yourselves and who you're playing?
My name is Tyler, I'll be playing the Circle of the Stars Druid Coates.
This is Aaron playing Dimrock, the tiefling bard.
This is Jared playing the part of Thrasher, the human barbarian.
Hey, and this is Matt playing Nox Longfoot, the gnome wizard. And why did you say buddies that time?
I knew I was going to catch some flack for that.
Of course you were. You changed something.
The fact that none of y'all said anything.
You know how I feel about change.
It's like, it's for like the Trivial Pursuit question, you know, in 100 years from now when we're in Trivial Pursuit, they'll be like, which episode famously changed a single word to buddies in their intro?
91. Also, Trivial Pursuit must have gone downhill.
All right, do it again.
That's why nobody plays Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah, which pie piece? That'll be the history pie piece.
Green.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
All right.
Oddly enough, green is not nature. It is pink.
You know a lot about Trivial Pursuit.
I'm very bad at it.
Well, his pursuits are trivial.
Oh.
That's so true. Damn, that one got hurt. That one actually stung my wiener. Take that out.
All right, I got a question for y'all.
Oh, Lord.
I think this will be an easy one for everyone to answer. What is the quickest way to make you angry?
Oh, if I'm not in a good mood and someone won't stop asking me if I'm in a bad mood. Like, if you ask me once, I'm okay. But if you keep going, I fucking hate you. I don't know why it triggers me instantly.
What would you say to that person right now?
Fuck you!
Oh, so aggressive. Are you okay?
That was once. That's fine. Yes, Jared. I'm okay. I'm just not in a great, you know, just kind of chilling.
Well, if I can help with anything, let me know.
Fuck you.
You implied that something was wrong there.
Yeah, he did. I could hear it in his voice.
For me, it's if I hit my head on anything, almost, I will be instantly furious. My temperature will rise, and I will just be a bitch after that happens.
You are lucky you're not 6 foot seven.
I got another one for Brent. If you untuck his shirt.
Oh, yeah, I got really mad at you doing that one time.
Yeah, we know.
He hates that.
Traffic makes me a bad person.
Oh, yeah, why, Jared?
I'm much meaner when I'm behind the wheel of a car.
Which is a good trait in general.
In a way that's like a danger to yourself?
Yeah, people love it.
It's not a danger to him.
Not to myself.
More so to others.
No, it definitely could be.
Okay. I guess I don't know who you're threatening here.
Bad drivers.
Or good drivers that are in his way. Either one.
That too.
I'm going to go with anytime I go to Home Depot and people park in the loading zone, but they're not getting heavy stuff.
God. They walk out with like one bag.
When I have to carry like 15 bags of concrete around some jackass that comes out with a light switch. Oh my God. I've considered just fighting people and just calling it right there.
Now I won't do that, but I will tell you.
We've talked about all these before.
One of my favorite things to do. I'm trying. Is the parking those parking spaces reserved for mobile pickup?
Oh, yeah.
Because there's always like six or eight of them. And nobody's going to police that shit. So those are my spaces.
That's true.
Worst case.
They're not going to do anything.
Yeah. Worst case, they come and load might. 8 sheets of drywall into your truck and then you get some free sheets of drywall.
Exactly. I'm mobile and I'm picking it up.
What's yours, Aaron?
Losing any sense of control or freedom I have in my life. Like if you put me in jail, I don't like that. You hold me down. You lock me inside of something.
He has to ride somewhere. He doesn't drive.
I remember you got slightly annoyed at me because I parked behind you in a place.
Well, yeah. Why are you restricting my freedoms like that? I want to leave. I have to ask your permission.
So just a lack of control.
Yes.
General lack of control.
I like the way you said it before better.
I have another one. If someone killed my whole family, I'd be super fucking upset and mad.
That's a real quick way to make you angry.
But you got to get them all.
And splinters.
Ooh, splinters are bad.
I mean, I don't think this is unique to me, but anytime like I lose something that I literally just fucking had in my hands.
Where the hell did it go? Did somebody sneak in behind me and take it and steal it? Because they must have.
Into a void.
That will also make me just start sweating uncontrollably. My body temperature will rise because I'm so angry. That's just those two things. If I hit my head, sweating suddenly. If I lose something that I just fucking had in my hands, I'm going to be sweating.
Could you imagine if you lost something, looked for it under your desk, couldn't find it, sat up because you were mad, hit your head on the desk, you would just fucking evaporate.
And then you know the item's sitting on the desk right in front of you as well.
Alright.
Alright, good answers, everybody.
Thank you, Brad.
I bought these joints at a smoke shop, some new ones, and if I take more than 3 hits, I start tripping.
Right. Ooh, I can integrate that into the game.
Okay.
How many times have you hit it?
Once.
Okay, everybody watch him. But don't take away his control. He'll fucking hate it.
Don't tell him to stop, but we need to be aware.
That's 2.
So let's go ahead and...
Are you going to do it as a pirate again?
I feel like it's old, man.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, someone could do it. No, I could do it as Les Kilo, who's technically dead. And then later, I will.
And only says his own name.
Later, I'll put, like, the translation behind it, like I did with the bird speak in, like, episode 6 or whatever.
What exactly happened to him again?
He got chopped in half by the Avatar of Death.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Straight up death. That'll got it.
You know what? I like that. Do that.
All right, well, it requires me to do it 2 different times, so I'm just going to do it regular style this time.
Yep. No, do it twice, though.
He hit it the 3rd time.
I'll put it out.
Last week, our intrepid adventurers tempted fate, drew cards from the deck of many things. The fool idiot Nox was ruined, but came away with something powerful as well. Copes found his mind and wisdom elevated by the star card. Demarok, who perhaps feared death the most, found himself facing death itself. But luckily, he lost some mental faculties afterwards, so I don't think he'll remember too much. Thrasher, as best boy, got a whole heap of gems from his card. Vargelbuns found himself balanced and lawful, which the party found pretty awful. Braddock gained the service of a faithful knight, New Doug. And also, Old Doug got his soul ripped out and trapped somewhere with powerful monsters guarding it.
Oops.
Our heroes then pledged themselves to new tasks in this otherworldly pocket dimension, preparing themselves for their eventual reappearance in hostile territory. Here we find our heroes.
Helga had a bad week last week. She got turned into a weird Medusa and lost her brother or husband or whoever that was. And we just kind of brushed that one right off.
Brother, husband? I think brother, husband sounds right.
No, it was her husband. Nope, let's not call it that.
Her brusband.
Yeah, I forgot about Helga. Yeah, it's horrible to look at her.
We were like, sorry about your husband, but here's New Doug. It's fine.
Also, Snakehead.
All right, so there we are. I know everyone engaged in some tasks. Thrasher learned how to use his taste of magic to taste magic better. Nox was finishing up his pamphlet, lost a significant amount of health. You have 34 health, man. I've been thinking about that a lot.
That's not good.
And I think Aaron's health is too high. I think he's lying somehow. But
I have 37. Thank you very much.
I have 69 health.
That sounds right. I think you said like 70-something before.
Yeah, Aaron made something up.
I had 79 and I lost 10 of it somehow? Or did I make that up?
Was it temporary HP?
Maybe you had temporary.
Oh, yeah, I had temp HP. That's right. But my hit point max is 69.
Okay, well, that sounds
nice.
Right. Gotta watch Aaron.
No, that's done correctly.
Yeah, because you have +4 con, don't you? You have 18.
Oh, yes, I do.
What about Matt knows more about his character sheet?
Copes, what have you been doing?
What was the very last thing that happened?
I was trying to re-corrupt Thargons.
Yes, okay. The last thing that happened was you dosed everybody, if I remember right, with bouncing butter.
And we were jumping off the roof.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, also, what the fuck, Demi?
He doesn't know.
We all disappeared and you immediately robbed your friends. You dosed all your friends. He knows.
Arrgh, are you saying I'm like a pirate?
Oh, God.
Thrash? Thrasher! Don't, hey! Arrgh, come on, it's, come on, you get it?
Demi's a bad person.
He came from he had a rough upbringing.
He's loved too much.
He doesn't know any better anymore.
Hurt people, hurt people.
He doesn't know any worse.
Look, Thrasher, it was fun though, right?
Hey, you're not talking to Thrasher. Thrasher doesn't know that you did that stuff.
Oh, I thought I was talking to you.
Technically, Demi doesn't know either.
I have 6 intelligence now.
Yeah.
Very appropriate. If you lose 3 more, you're like a dog.
No, I think 5 is a dog.
I think he's like a talking dog. Like Air Bud. But Air Bud couldn't talk. But
Air Bud did not talk. He's more like Shadow.
You know, there are no rules saying that a dog can't play D&D. No,
that's true. So you guys remember where you were? How many people are with you?
Everybody that was on the ship, I imagine. Q-Puff.
How many?
Yeah. Q-Puff, Braddock, Flargle.
Braddock.
Doug and Helga.
Well, Doug's not here.
So 5 and 4 of us, 9.
Braddock.
Doug still is alive, so he counts still.
But new Doug is now.
Okay. And Groot.
Somebody kill Doug.
How many people is that?
Did the chair come?
10.
Okay, we got...
Yeah, we forgot about Birch.
Birch is a chair. He's on the ship.
I think he's on the ship.
He's sentient. Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, shit, he gone.
Who's our stabby lady?
Pam.
Oh, Pam.
Pam.
Oh, man. Pam's been with you this whole time. Dang. Sorry.
Pam should have drawn a card.
Pam should have drawn a card. I'm sorry.
All right. Does anybody want to do anything? Get some action going?
I need that number of people.
Oh, that's right.
11.
11?
So Pam, New Doug, Old Doug, Helga, Flargle Buns, Braddock, Quinsley, and the 4 of us. 11.
I do want to say I'm going to spend, since we're being here for 2 weeks, I'm going to spend 8 hours etching something into my ion stone.
Okay.
It's a crystal, right?
What are you doing?
Okay, that's it. It's fine. It's something I totally can do. I just need 8 hours to prepare it.
Okay. Everyone give me a short description of how you finish out these weeks here. Mm-hmm.
Cope spends a bunch of time etching something into a crystal and trying to convince Flargle Buns to do bad stuff.
Okay, you can roll for that.
Yes. What is it? Charisma?
Yeah, charisma.
17. I'm trying to convince him to, like, to pants Knox when he's not looking. Or, like, draw a mustache on old Doug's face.
You convince him to do that, but he seems to feel really bad about it.
Yeah, we'll work through it.
We have to dull the senses.
You gotta start somewhere, Flargle. This isn't like you. We're gonna get you back to your old glory.
Okay, well, I guess I can always write an apology note later when he's awake.
Do you want to set something on fire?
No.
I hate you now. I fucking stomp on.
Okay.
I think Knox is working on getting more coordination out of his third hand so it can be useful instead of just groping me.
I forgot you had another fucking hand. Is that permanent?
I haven't taken it away yet.
So, you know, working on wielding a sword and stuff like that.
Maybe let's make an athletics check.
Okay. That's not my strong suit. Oh, I'm proficient in that. I have a plus one. 14.
Hey, you're developing some skill with that hand.
All right.
You can reliably high-five somebody now with it?
Yes.
I was hoping you, like, nat one'd and cut one of your other arms off.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. This problem solves itself. And you can wield weapons with which you're proficient in that hand. Thrasher?
If I have time after I get done tasting, I'm going to screw with that cube you gave me a long time ago.
Yeah, I did give that to you a long time ago, didn't I? Okay, I want you to make a roll to mess with that cube. If you use your newfound taste abilities, you have advantage.
That's got to be awful to look at.
Athletics with advantage?
It's an arcana with advantage. But you got to describe to me how you're using your tongue.
So we described it kind of like a Rubik's Cube, yeah. Right? I think it's pretty obvious what's happening here then.
Do it.
I put the whole cube in my mouth and it looks like I'm trying to tie a knot in a cherry stem. Just
somehow not what I was expecting.
Wow.
And then when I get done, I spit it out and it's solved.
All right, give me your arcana check.
Oh, baby, 20, 20, modded 20.
What do y'all think is about to happen?
Cantrip, baby!
I think he's going to kill Thrasher.
I think he's going to die, just disintegrate.
He also might kill me. I shouldn't have told him I had the character ready.
It forces you to pull another card.
Oh, a deck God. Of many things comes out.
Just replace your axe with an axe of many things every time you attack. Just a random chance.
Oh, that's horrible. That's so dangerous.
It'd be a fun weapon if you rolled a nat one on an attack, you had to draw a card.
Oh my gosh.
A sword of many things.
That would be great.
You spit out the cube.
Blech.
Its surface bearing a seamless metallic sheen now. Suddenly, with a subtle, almost inaudible click, it begins to disassemble itself, each side sliding and separating into smaller, distinct pieces. These fragments, as though guided by unseen hands, dance through the air, rotating and aligning. Gradually, they come together and form something new, something reminiscent of the pages of a book, splayed open yet connected, revealing some kind of complex, eternal mechanism. As it hangs in the air, a brilliant image shimmers forth. And though maybe you expect to see that ogre figure you saw before, this image casts a depiction of just a solitary chair, stark under a harsh spotlight, against a backdrop of darkness. The image flickers, almost like a old TV screen, and stands still before you. You don't hear the noise that you heard previously when the creature within the ogre called out in its loud booming voice. It's just quiet.
Is the chair, like, does it look like there's just a chair there? Like I could go sit in it?
Well, it's an image being projected, you could say.
So probably not. Probably can't sit in the chair, huh?
I'd say you like wave a hand through it or something.
Yes.
All right. The image flickers, and for a moment, the perspective shifts, revealing something else. You see on the floor, just hidden, just so hidden by the darkness, you see something on the ground. A mangled body sprawled in a pool of dark, viscous liquid.
Ugh. What the hell, man?
Medicine check?
Sure. Survival's also fine.
Critical failure.
Yep, that's about par for the course.
Wow.
Dang, you can't tell what it is. Nox. Nox, it's the ogre. Although his body is horribly mangled and It looks like something has heavily damaged this creature. It's clearly dead, lying in a pool of its own blood.
Thrash, what'd you do to the cube, dude?
It wasn't me, man. It was like this when I opened it. Also, it's a projection that we can't interact with.
After a few moments, some words appear in the image. It just says, "Do you agree to these terms?"
Yes.
He was voted most decisive.
I want a cantrip.
You're gonna kill Nox's cube, buddy.
All right. So, with that, the cube starts spinning, rotating. Its pieces flying out once again, reassembling themselves in some kind of new form, and it shines brilliantly for a few moments with a blinding light.
Braddock, get out of here!
You feel whatever this is. It's burning against your skin. Something's forcing its way through your skin, through your eyes. It hurts.
Not again!
And when the light fades, you see the cube lying on the ground, burnt and crumpled. And you feel a vibration in your skin, an odd buzzing.
Nox, do you feel that? The vibration?
I will reveal what happened to you when it is relevant.
It's
like an odd buzzing.
No, I don't feel any of that. I think that's all you. I think when I did it, it was weird. But I don't think it was that weird.
Huh. Well, I'm kind of sleepy. I'm going to go take a nap. That was rough.
Yeah, it's going to burn when you pee for about a week, just so you know.
Yeah, what else is new?
All right, during this time, you see Braddock's working on some kind of new contraption. Flargabuns is working on his treatise of law about the nobility of following the laws. He's writing a treatise on that. And then, Doug is going to approach you, let's say a couple weeks in. You're close to the couple week mark. He approaches you guys.
New Doug or old Doug?
New Doug, excuse me. So, you know, I don't really know what you guys are doing or what exactly is going on here or where this is. And, you know, Braddock hasn't really told me anything, but, you know, I thought of a way I can help you guys.
Oh, yeah, New Doug?
Lay it on us, New Doug.
Yeah, I decided to take some initiative. No one's really been talking to me at all either. So, you know, I've been feeling kind of, you know, outcast from the group. And, you know, I think it might be best if... What if I made it my mission to find old Doug?
By yourself?
Well, yeah. I mean, as soon as we're out of whatever this place is.
Are you just trying to escape, New Doug? Because you don't like us?
Well, I mean, you guys haven't treated me that great. Not that you've done anything bad, but you haven't specifically been nice to me,
well,
so...
Well, your name is...
We don't fucking know you.
Your name is New Doug. I mean, it's not like old pal Doug.
Exactly. It makes sense that, you know, we're not really gelling together. And, you know, I really am only loyal to Braddock there. So, like...
Why didn't you ever tell us your name? If you didn't like New Doug.
Well, it didn't seem like that was an option. It seems like everyone was on board with New Doug, and then...
Yeah, you're right.
New Doug it! That's what I'd say sometimes in the mornings, remember?
Yeah, sounds pretty reasonable, New Doug. We'll see ya. Good luck on your quest.
Yeah, go ahead and get out of here.
I won't be speaking to you again until, you know, if we meet up in the future.
Just so you know, we're in a couple days going to get teleported back to floating above a city of angry giant beetles. So now that you're on your own, good luck.
I'm sure you're doing fine out there, New Doug.
All right, thanks, guys.
Dismissed.
The exit's right through those trees over there. And I point.
He just walks like he's lost, just starts pushing trees to the side, wandering into the forest.
And what?
I don't even think it's that big. Like, he's going to figure it out pretty quickly. He can't fucking go anywhere.
While we're there, I want to figure out what reverse rainwater and somnambulance broth both do.
All right, just make a cooking check.
No advantage or nothing, right?
No advantage or nothing.
That's a 6. 2 plus 4.
All right.
Could it just cost me more doses?
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. So you find out what somnambulance broth does. It actually allows you to essentially take a watch and remain aware in a way, even while you're sleeping. So you retain your full perception bonuses and stuff like that.
That's dope.
But it also itself makes you pretty tired when you take it. So you probably end up like trying to figure it out, and you take some and you fall asleep for like half the day, and then you wake up and you've kind of forgotten what it was that you learned. So you take some more and you fall asleep for another day.
Gotcha. That's cool. I love that.
So it appears that Demarok is just like sleepwalking for like probably the last 5 or 6 days of your stay here.
I'm just investigating the broth.
It looks like you're napping a lot.
You know, full belly and all. How many doses does it take me to learn that then? I had 35.
Wow. 4 doses.
And then reverse rainwater?
You're not able to figure out what reverse rainwater does.
In 30 days?
You don't have 30 days.
Okay.
I could be wrong about this, but I'm pretty sure water go up.
Yeah, I just want to know a mechanic before I toss it on you during a fight. And then
that makes sense.
All right, so...
Did we level up, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Should we do...
Everyone leveled up.
Hey! Level 9.
Cue the level up music.
It's always different music.
Yeah, I can never remember where it was.
Yeah, it's not like it's recorded or anything. It's not like you can go back and listen to it.
No, it doesn't have to be the same music. It just has to be whatever you play happens to be the level up music for that one.
That's right.
If we leveled up to 3 again, he'd use that one. But since this is a new level...
You can see if you could get a short enough clip of X going to give it to you, then we won't infringe on anything.
Yeah, we can just chop it up. I'm sure we can make it.
Oh, I got you.
Knock, open up the door. It's real.
Who gave him a kazoo? All right, I'm going to hit a hit dice roll here and get above 40 HP.
Thrash gonna give it to you.
Okay, well, everybody can have my bonus food, which is +4 now.
That's temporary, right?
Boom, I got a 4. Thrash gonna give it to you. I'm up to 42, baby.
Woo! There you go.
Big boy.
Matt, what's my hit dice?
D8.
That's right.
And what else do you get, Matt?
I just get some 5th level spells and that's it. The only thing I get is a few 5th level spells.
You get a proficiency bonus, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Proficiency bonus. That's a big one.
Yes, we do. Proficiency goes up for everybody.
Oh, I get 5 plus 4 more health.
All right, here I go.
78.
Oops, gets, yeah, 7 nice. More health.
Nice.
Matt, what's 48 plus 7?
703.
55.
55. All right, Thrasher.
And what else do you get there, Copes?
I get a proficiency bonus, and I get access to my level 5 spells, which are going to cause Brent a lot of heartache with my Ring of the Grammarian.
We're all looking forward to it.
I got an awesome spell.
Right, first off...
called mislead.
Should call it misread. Ha.
Dude, that's what I was literally gonna say.
Just I was going to ask you if I could change it.
I just changed the name and the entire spell.
But I don't like enemies. I like friends.
I was, you know, make the world you want to live in, I guess. That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to call my boss tomorrow. Like, actually, you pay me a lot more per hour than you thought you did.
Hey, it might work.
I wrote it down on this piece of paper.
All right, Thrasher, what you got?
Thrasher's health will go up by... All right, 15 more.
Nice. Good roll.
You sounded so disappointed when you said that.
I wasn't. Because that gives me a grand total of 100 health.
Nice. Jeez.
Beefy.
And then, obviously, the proficiency increase. I'm better at hitting stuff. And I also got a feature called Brutal Criticals. So now, anytime I roll a critical hit when we're fighting something, I get to add an extra damage dice.
Nice.
That's cool.
So now it'll be, with my axe, a critical... Because you already get an extra dice, right?
Double the dice.
For a crit?
You double your...
Yes. Okay, so yeah, now I'll be rolling 3d12.
That's a lot.
No, you'll be rolling 2.
Also, Thrasher...
Tyler, please, you're god kind. Take it back.
2 only.
Thrasher, your rage damage also goes up to plus 3 at level 9.
Oh, yes, my rage damage goes up to 3 instead of 2. I wrote it down, just forgot to say it.
That's a big level for you.
I am beefier now. Now I have plus 10s on my when I try to hit something.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, D&D, after 91 episodes, right? 91? 90 episodes.
This is 91, yeah.
Yeah, if you don't know, proficiency is the thing that you add to your die when you are good at something. So now everyone is one better at the stuff that they are good at, which doesn't seem like that big of a deal, but it is.
Is that what it does?
That's what proficiency means. You're proficient.
Oh.
We are 33% more efficient than we were last time.
Proficient.
More proficient. At some stuff. We're a little better at the stuff we were better at.
All right, and I'm going to ask you guys a question. Do you guys think you would have gone through the effort to calculate exactly what time you were going to exit?
Yes, I was just about to say this.
You know damn well we would not.
Yes, we would.
I would say we would.
No, I was.
I would say we would probably go back, let's go back the day before, on our own terms, at the time we want. Whether or not we calculated the days right.
We flew in at night, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we definitely need to go back at night.
Well, we talked about, we guesstimated 2 weeks, but would we have stayed a full 2 weeks?
Yeah, we had to train.
All right, so we decided on 2 weeks. If it's less than that, then yep, we pop right back.
Well, here's my question, Brent. How tall is the ship? How tall is the deck of the ship?
Your ship you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
30 feet.
Okay, so I know we were on top of a building, but we were also on the deck of the ship. So does that mean we're going to fall 30 feet as soon as we spawn in? If the ship is not there.
We're going to learn.
Shrug.
Because we don't reappear back on the ship, right? We reappear where the ship was.
Yes, you reappear in the space that you previously occupied.
Okay. Can we all stand on Thrasher's carpet?
I think it does have a capacity, but it may just move really slow beyond that capacity.
Yeah, if you're over the weight limit, it moves at, I think, half speed.
It can carry up to twice the weight for the one. So yours can carry up to 400 pounds total.
Well, I don't think it's going
to
work.
Won't be able to carry it. You could probably carry a couple people, though. Yourself plus.
Hey, Nox, you think you could cast enlarge on this carpet? Maybe we could stand on it?
Maybe. I mean, it would make it bigger.
I mean, at least us four. At least us four can get on it.
I mean, we can handle ourselves a little better than New Doug and Braddock.
I was going to say, most of you can be a bird, man.
What did new do? Who cares about new Doug? He's leaving.
Yeah, that's true. He's on his own. We're not helping new Doug.
Okay, so that's down from 11 to 10. Doug's already just a body, so that's 9.
I'll put him in the bag of holding.
He'll be fine.
Okay, that's good.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You're all terrible people.
Okay, so that's 8. Nox, you have to weigh like 27 pounds, soaking wet.
I'm 42, but that's not bad.
Okay, 42. We can hold up to 800 if you enlarge this bad boy.
Actually, it's 44 now with this extra arm.
Oh, yeah.
If it's a weight issue, how many people could I get in my bag of holding? If I had to.
It's just amount of air goes down.
Yeah, there's only so much air in there.
10 minutes of air divided by the number of people.
Oh, that's a cool mechanic.
Well, Doug probably doesn't need much, so...
Can we keep old Doug in the bag?
Yeah, I would agree. He's probably using the minimal amount of oxygen. He's like in the comatose state where he's trapped in the submarine, right. And he's got the maximum amount of oxygen from his comatose state. Yeah.
Yeah, he's the best guy you want trapped in the submarine with you.
Right.
I mean, between Quinsley and Nox, they got to weigh less than 100 pounds.
Quinsley can fly.
Okay, so we'll take that 40 pounds off. Demi can fly. Oh, we can fit everyone else on a double-sized carpet then.
Yeah, and here, go ahead. You three take a piece of bouncing butter each.
Oh!
Just in case.
Remember, it makes you immune to fall damage and resistant to bludgeoning damage for 1 minute.
That's brilliant. Screw flying.
All right, well, fuck the carpet then.
That's so good.
Yeah, I eat the bouncing butter. I don't need the carpet.
Well, let's hold it in our hands, and as soon as we get teleported, we'll eat it.
Are you giving one to the other people who are conscious?
No, put them on the carpet.
Yeah. And to turn on my flying boots. All right, hold on. I give one to everybody, but I say I want this back. If you don't need it, don't eat it willy-nilly.
Of course.
Not you guys. Never. Y'all can have that.
Yep, putting that on my items.
Thrasher, if you didn't know, you can actually direct the rug of flying, the carpet of flying. It follows your commands while it's within 30 feet of you.
Yeah, I should have used that while I was... when I got pulled off the ship. Instead, Tyler grabbed me in his eagle mouth.
You love that.
I appreciated it.
Your carpet couldn't have bit through your leg and got the hook out, though.
That is true.
Okay, so you guys gotta just tell me when you're doing the thing.
At night, 3 a.m. Right,
now, I got one last thing. I got some new magic that will help us communicate if we get split up. So kind of keep us all in the loop in case we all kind of, you know, get messed up. So I'm going to sit down and ritual cast for 10 minutes. Sorry, guys.
Here we go.
Rary's telepathic bond, which you forge a telepathic link among 8 willing creatures you can see within range, psychically linking each other.
Oh.
And until the spell ends, you can communicate telepathically.
That's awesome.
It takes eggshells, pieces from 2 different kinds of eggshells, so I assume there's eggs here. Otherwise, I have to have copes turn into birds and lay eggs so I can harvest them.
We're not doing that, and...
So I take eggshells, and I crush them up, and then I imbue them, and then I have to stick them in everyone's ears. So, it's like, sorry, I gotta put some of these in the ear.
Oh, hey!
What the fuck?
Just, it's fine! You'll be able to hear us!
Why don't you grind them up?
No! They gotta stay sharp! How the magic works.
Yeah, fuck. I think you're lying.
You do need to dig these out later. Do not leave these in here. You will get sick.
How long does that last?
Okay, I shove a sharp eggshell in my ear.
It lasts an hour.
Okay, cool.
So we'll say the 4 of us, Flargalbuns, Braddock, Ham, and Quinsley.
Sounds good. Someone's got to say the magic words, though.
I hold.
All right, guys.
Okay. You 4 on the carpet. Boys, get your shrimps ready.
My shrimp is ready.
My shrimp is ready.
It's shrimping.
All right. Is it nighttime?
Yeah, it's night.
All right, everybody ready?
Ready.
Yep.
All right.
Let's go.
Hold your hands out.
Okay.
Everybody clap in 3, 2, 1.
In the tranquil water, under the starlit sky, a small crab and octopus engage in a playful dance. The crab sitting atop some driftwood darts through water nimbly, raising its pincers like a conductor orchestrating the waves. Beside it, the octopus, a spectacle of fluid motion, gracefully moves through the water, its tentacles curling and uncurling in a delicate display of aquatic ballet. Their game is a symphony of movement, a delicate interaction of push and pull with the ebb and flow of water. The octopus sends a general swirl of water towards the crab, which it deftly sidesteps, its movements quick and precise. The serene and intimate play continues, a moment of simple joy and friendship. In this serene embrace of night under a tapestry of stars, 9 figures suddenly appear in midair in a dazzling explosion of glitter. The creatures, terrified, dart away into the waters below. Each individual seems to hang momentarily against the darkness before gravity claims them, dropping them not so gracefully into the calm waters below. Except for the ones that are on the carpet.
Wait, into the water?
Wait, what?
Into the water.
I thought we were over a building. Oh, can the island move?
Yeah, so just go ahead and react. The 4 of you fall into the water. The other 5 do not, or on the carpet do not.
That was a bad plan.
Even with my boots?
You didn't act. Did you activate them before?
Yeah.
You didn't say that.
100%.
It's too late. You
we
didn't say
that,
it.
Matt, if you did
I
it.
I did. That was all.
Did say it.
That was part of all of us getting ready.
He didn't say that.
You didn't say it.
He didn't say it. Drag him.
Dragon.
You can fall into the water. It's fine.
Okay, I thought it said it.
Well, if we go back, I'll make sure to make it louder, and I'll put a disclaimer saying that Aaron was right.
All right, hell yeah.
Hey there, quick disclaimer from Discount Heroes DM. Aaron did say it.
Is it like a safe fall? Like, we're not falling.
Well, you don't take any fall damage either way if you took the butter.
Oh.
Yeah. So you just slap the water, fall into the calm waves.
There's no island here!
You guys are right down there!
We're in the water! What happened to the island?
Guys, get out of the water!
How? Where?
I swim to the top of this. Yeah, perception check.
Looking around you? It is dark, it is nighttime, so you can see the dim light of the islands. They're not too far off from where you are, maybe a few hundred feet.
Oh, that's easy.
It seems like they've drifted since you were last here.
So what, are we all like bobbing at the surface?
That's right, you're bobbing at the surface. You feel a gentle hum vibrate through you, through the water.
All right, so this is unexpected, but the one thing we can't expect is this is not a good place to be.
Yeah, we got to get to the land as quickly as possible.
All right, I activate my flying boots.
All right, you're out of there.
Nox, enlarge me. I turn into a shark.
Do I need a large shark to carry me?
I could probably carry.
Well, and Thrasher.
Oh, is Thrasher with us?
I'm on my disc.
He's on his...
You're on my carpet.
Oh, Thrasher's on the carpet? Who else took the butter? You said 4 of us hit the water.
Yeah, I thought Thrasher wasn't riding his carpet. I thought he was...
I thought so, too.
Why wouldn't I ride my carpet?
New Doug is in the water. Because New Doug won't take it. Said he was on his own.
Oh. So my headcanon is that because this place returns you to the place that you were, that... New Doug was just returned back to his homeland, and now he's on a mission.
Okay,
that makes sense.
Okay, that makes it easy. So it's just Nox and I in the water?
Quinsley and Demi flying?
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to waste a wild shape then.
And you see Flargabuns. He's like, guys, are you okay? That was horrible.
Oh, God. Shut up. Yeah. We can swim.
God, I hate this guy.
Aren't you afraid of the monsters in the water?
There's no monsters this close to the island. I just start breaststroking.
I start breaststroking and then freestyling with my third arm.
Wow. That's an impossible stroke to a normal person.
I want to fly down.
Oh, I've got the Cloak of the Manta Ray on. I flip my hood up.
Oh, nice.
And start swimming around gracefully.
There you go.
So you do not see or feel the approach of any giant leviathans. That is true.
Okay, I'm just going to swim it out then.
Copes, this is the scariest thing we've ever done. Swimming in the ocean at night is awful.
I know, but it's kind of exhilarating, right?
It is.
You're so free. I don't sense any leviathans attacking me.
I guess we're just flying really slow, waiting on them. And we're just kind of hovering and watching out for them.
I guess.
Nox, check this out. I body surf one of the waves.
Whoa!
Coming in.
There's like no waves here. That was impressive.
Demi, he's a wizard, right?
He's
Yeah.
Why are they not just flying?
I don't know. I'm going to go. Nox, can I fly you?
No.
All right, let's leave him then.
All right, see you at the island.
All right.
Y'all just wait on shore for us.
Heading that way.
How fast can they fly? That rug is overloaded.
We fly to shore.
All right. You see, there are a pair of islands looking to the, say, left and right, just to make it simple, dominated by these large oval-like structures, one of which you must have surely crashed into. You don't see any sign of your ship.
Well, that makes sense if we can barely see the island.
Yeah. Well, it's just like dim light that illuminates them. In between those two islands, you see a much smaller island with a much smaller oval shape that is lit far more brightly than the others.
I'm going to say telepathically to everyone. What are y'all thinking? Which island, boys? That one kind of looks like a hub.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably worth checking out.
You currently don't see any sign of your ship, but it might not be easy to spot in the darkness, though.
So. Well, I imagine if the ship was still where we left it, I mean, I will roll a perception check. 27.
27, dang.
Oh my so God. You,
nice.
You can just barely make out the damage that's on one of the buildings. It's the one to the right. But your ship is no longer parked on top of it, so to speak. However.
So it's the island to the right?
Looking up into the sky, you can see that a section of the sky seems to be blocked out by something. Although you can't make out the details, it is vaguely in the shape of a ship.
So guys, the building we crashed into is on that island to the right, but I'm pretty sure our ship is up there.
Well, that's good.
Okay, I think that's our first move.
Demi, go check it out.
Aye, aye. And then I'm going to start flying towards it.
All right, you go up there to check it out?
I think we should do some recon. Everybody kind of split up. Maybe.
I'm staying with you because we're in the water.
Yeah.
Where we know everything wants to kill us.
Yeah, I think me and Copes are beelining for an island.
Yeah, I'm beelining for an island, the closest island.
Left or right? They're about equal to each other.
You said there was a dark one and a...
Right.
Right? Okay.
Wait, right is where we were.
Well, you said right's where we crashed, right? Do we want to go where we were?
There's a lot of scary bugs there.
I bet. Okay, we'll go left.
Going left. Okay. Let's go to up to Demerock.
And all of our communication is telepath.
Got it. Okay.
We're very quiet.
Is there a distance on that or what?
There is not.
Oh, nice. Okay.
That's an awesome spell.
Yeah, it's possible over any distance, though cannot extend through other planes.
All right, Demerock, you fly up. You fly up about 400 feet and you come up to the bottom of your ship.
I want to inspect it and look around for any like sentries or guards.
You climb up to the top, and as you broach the top, you see that it's actually bound to the side of a much larger warship. You're not sure if it is the same one that you encountered before or a different one, but what you can see is that there are thick chains mounted into the decking of the ship, that are holding it hard in place, binding it to the side of this larger ship.
Dang, we look like a dinghy compared to that ship. All right, so I just kind of want to... I don't see any guards, though.
There is one figure who seems to be asleep on the deck of the Spirit's Flight.
I'm just going to fly back to the team.
You can talk to us from wherever.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay. Well, then I report all that back to him. I was like, hey, guys, I don't think there's anything we need on this ship right now, is there? Are we escaping, or... I mean,
it sounds like we're locked in.
I think we need to get onto one of those islands that doesn't look inhabited and, I don't know, set up a base.
So we know where the ship is now. I don't think we try to take it yet.
Okay, agreed. And I head back.
So right before, as you're, before you're about to fly down, it looks like you see the guard sleeping on the ship, and suddenly the chair he's sitting on moves.
Starts vibrating.
No, it moves.
Birch. It's Birch.
Oh!
His wooden hand is holding a knife and gestures toward the guy.
Do it.
Breaker, we got an issue. Birch is...
Like, he's noticed you, and he's looking for your input on his decision.
Yeah.
What's he saying, Demi?
He wants to murder this guy.
Tell him no.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Okay.
Tell him yes.
It's against the law to murder people.
Shut up, Fargo Buns. I signal to Birch like a whoa motion with my hands and then point to my wrist like the watch and be like, let's just wait.
Okay. The knife just mysteriously vanishes and he goes back to being immobile.
That's awesome.
Bye, bud.
Demi, can you do a pushing motion? Like maybe you can push him off the ship?
I just don't think we want to cause an alarm by murdering somebody yet. I think this is like...
Tyler, I need you to just think about what happens after you do something.
What fun is that?
Those are called consequences.
Yeah, not in this world.
I think we're in Rainbow Six, like that third level that everybody hates. We got to sneak through it.
That's all of Rainbow Six.
Oh, yeah. All right, so yeah, I want to meet back up with him. And we head over to the left to that dark island.
All right, I'm still swimming. How close are we?
I said you were a few hundred feet away, I think. So, I mean, Cloak of the Manta Ray plus being a shark, and you guys are probably there now.
Well, I didn't turn into a shark.
You're just riding on the manta ray guy?
No, I was just swimming. I just don't want to waste a wild shape if we're that close. That's why I started breaststroking.
All right, make an athletics check.
With advantage.
Just him?
You got a Cloak of the Manta Ray, so you're good.
14.
14, you start drowning. I'm just kidding. No, nice. You're fine.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, you can swim there. It's just time, so let's just say everybody is there if they want to be.
That's fine. I just don't want to waste a wild shape for no reason.
All right, you approach the edge of the island. You see that it is mostly quiet, with it sounds like cicadas off in the distance. The island is very dimly lit. It's very difficult to see. Without getting a closer look, you probably couldn't tell if there are any guards or anything watching. But you don't see any at present. Just that large oval-shaped building that dominates the island.
That's the only building? There's no wall around it or other smaller buildings?
You do see now that you're close that there is a bridge that seems to be made out of the same strange carapace-like material that connects this large oval to the smaller one on the smaller island.
All right, so these are like...
As soon as Copes hits the beach, he starts running around on all fours and shaking off.
All right, so it seems like these are their homes of sort, kind of like on that other island we found, maybe?
Yeah. Do you think there's any way we could convince them not to murder us on sight?
let's just not let them see us.
Yeah.
And we won't have to worry about that.
Okay, how about we find a safe place for everybody to stay, and then we can sneak up to the domes and see if we can get some information.
I think that's fair.
Good plan, Debbie.
Okay, is there a cave somewhere along this shoreline?
Or a rocky outcrop?
That'd be a survival check.
I don't have good... Well, I've got plus four, but does anyone have anything better?
I do it too.
Yeah.
I got six.
I got a 22.
It won't matter. I don't roll for shit.
All right, Demarok, flying around the...
Y'all both got a 22.
I'm out at 20.
Nice.
Nope, 22, yep.
Flying around the perimeter of the island, you find a rocky outcropping from which you think you'll be hidden from above.
Okay, we fly down there and we explain to everybody the situation and that if anything happens, just don't tell them where we're at. Just take one for the team, you know? All right, we'll be back for you.
Just get murdered if anybody asks about us.
Don't give us up. I is the code of the sea. No backstabbers.
All right, I think now that they're safe, if y'all want to go and see if we can't figure out what's going on?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. And I want to take a dose of the Shatterbrew whiskey and offer everybody else one if they want.
Yeah, I'll take one.
What does it do again? It makes us...
harder to see somehow.
Sneakier.
Harder to see.
Easier to hide.
You gotta take a shot.
Ditto.
I got a 17 constitution.
Everyone makes a constitution saving throw. That's a pass.
Oh, we have to all do that?
I got a crit failure, which is a 10.
That's a crit failure, big dog.
We decided that's a 1.
Oh, I got a dirty 20.
Oh, I did too.
Oh, nice.
Me and Copes have a plus 1. Thrasher has a plus 9.
What horrible thing happens to me?
Thrasher, you are now addicted to Shadow Brew whiskey.
Oh my
shit.
So, starting whenever I decide, you will start taking penalties for not continuing to drink Shadow Brew whiskey.
This is supposed to be a fantasy world.
We have to have an intervention for Thrasher.
Well, Annie's going to drink up all my Shadow Brew whiskey. I'm the only one with stock.
Trying to have a fun fantasy with my friends, and you're like, you have to drink whiskey now. This is bullshit.
All right, so everyone...
Am I still sneaky, though?
You are still sneaky, yeah.
You stay sneaky, bro.
All right.
I start crab walking up the beach.
Me too.
I forgot about that. I'm so good at this with my third arm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So much stability.
Oh, we don't ever have to talk out loud right now either.
No. Correct.
Yeah, we're like prime sneaky.
So let's just say this is all happening in our heads.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What, this D&D game?
So let's not get too meta.
All right, so we'll go up and investigate the big, scary building.
So under the cloak of night and Shadow Brew whiskey, our heroes advance stealthily up the beach, their movements mimicking the sideways scuttle of a graceful, stealthy crab.
What a sentence.
A small clearing, almost like a plaza, in front of this large oval structure that dominates this island. On its outskirts, you see large or rhino beetle-like creatures slumbering in open-air stables, their massive bodies rising and falling with each restful breath. A few sentinels, their exoskeletal forms glinting under the starlight, patrol the island's perimeter. Their antennae twitch occasionally, sensing the night's whispers. They move in a synchronized rhythm that speaks of a long-standing patrol. The only constant sound here is a deep resonant hum that emanates from this central oval structure. We return for a moment to the others in that rocky outcrop on the edge of the island. Flargobun speaks. Pam, you've been pretty quiet. I'm kind of worried about you.
Forget about me for a whole bunch of episodes, will they? Oh, I'll show them. I thought we had some going, but they didn't talk to me a single time since we left that island. And you know what? It's payback time. And Pam's the one getting paid.
She flashes a card that she has pulled from the deck of many things.
What?
Oh, no. Pam.
Here we are. Let's see what she gets. So first, she was just planning on drawing one card.
Oh, God.
She draws the Jester card, which is one of the Joker cards. This allows her to draw two more cards.
Oh no.
So she draws the card of Ruin. She loses all of her possessions.
Oh no.
All of her non-magical possessions.
That makes her statement right before drawing that card pretty funny.
And then she draws... But she draws the card and she gains a sense of purpose in her eyes.
That is terrible.
I'm scared of that.
She just says, perfect. Perfect. Flargobun says, yeah, you're acting really weird. Like, what is going on with you? And then she stealths naked into the night.
Thank you for lending your ears to Discount Heroes. As a proponent of the law, it is my duty to remind you that while we appreciate your engagement, it's crucial to remember the importance of adhering to regulations, something our heroes occasionally overlook. Episodes are dispatched for public consumption every Thursday, ensuring you're regularly updated with, shall we say, their unique approach to heroism. For more lawful insights and to monitor their activities, I urge you to follow us on Instagram by searching Discount Heroes. So, in closing, thank you for attending this Discount Hero session, where I must say, regrettably, questionable results are always guaranteed. I recommend that you stay vigilant, okay, citizens, and until next Thursday, keep an eye on the line between chaos and order.
No, I mean, that was really bad. See, something really mean and vindictive.
Like what? Like, hey, stop breaking the law.
No, like, we'll kill you all if you don't listen. Or, like, we'll light you on fire if you're not mean and vindictive.
You can't stop crime with more crime. That's being a vigilante, Copes. Yeah,
you can if you try hard. Come here. I smack you.
That's assault. I'm calling the cops. Ilgis!
Y'all fucking call them. My storm out.
That was great. Brent, stop flexing for the camera.
I like to do it one more time.